Zvachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 8:11, the last of Mishnayos where blood gets mixed up. Here we have Hanitanim Bifnim, Shnis Arvu, Im Hanitanim Bechutz. The blood that get mixed up, some belongs on the inner altar, one of those five of the Parim and Sirim Hanisrafim, and blood that belongs on the outer altar, any of the Zvachim, get mixed together. So now the din is, says the Mishnah, Yishafchu la'ama, you pour it down the drain. Again, you'll wait till after sundown, so it's invalid. But the point is, since you're not supposed to put the blood on the outside and the inside, and the inside on the outside, the chacham aren't going to countenance you putting it in the wrong place, even though that means the korban is getting pasul. Now, Rabbi Eliezer would stick to his position, which is you're allowed to essentially put the blood in both places, and just not intending for the blood that belongs inside when it goes in the outer altar to be there, just think of it as if it were water. The same goes all the way around. He doesn't mention that here because there are some qualifications, as the Mishnah will go on to say, but in general, that's his principle. That indeed, you cannot apply the blood to either place. You basically just let the buzzer go at sundown and then pour it down the drain. However, what happens if a Kohen doesn't ask any questions and he just goes ahead and applies the blood to both places, that mixture, onto both altars? So says the Mishnah, Nasam b'chutz v'chazav nasam b'fnim. If he goes and applies the mixture of blood first on the outer altar, and then goes and applies it to the inner altar, so then kosher, after the fact, b'di'evid, that is effective. However, b'fnim, if he first goes in to the heichal, the sanctuary, and he applies the blood there from the mixture, and then the chazav nasam b'chutz, he goes back outside afterwards and applies the mixture on the outer altar. So now you have a potential problem, and it's for a different reason altogether. It's nothing to do with anything we discussed up to now. It's a new issue, which is the pasuk says, v'chol chatas asher yuva midama, if any from any chatas, if you bring from its blood El Oel Moed, into the, we'll call it the Heichel, in the Beis HaMikdash, L'chaper B'Kodesh, with to atone in the sanctuary, then Lo Se'achel, it no longer could be eaten, Be'esh Tesaref, it has to be burned in a fire, meaning it's invalid. So the issue is bringing the blood itself into the Heichel. That is an invalidation all to itself. And therefore, says the Mishnah here, if Bifnim v'chazav v'nasam b'chutz, if you take the blood and you first bring it in before you go outside, so then Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva says the blood that went in is now invalid for applying outside on the outer altar. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be true whether you're talking about a chatas offering, or even, let's say, an olor shlam, etc., any kind of offering. Because the pasuk says, v'chol chatas, and all sin offerings. And what's the v'chol coming to add? So Rabbi Akiva comes to add any offering, any of the zvachim. So once it goes in, it's invalidated. The Chacham Machshir, and the Chacham say no, it is actually kosher, meaning they understand V'chol of the Pasuk doesn't mean any kind of carbon. It says V'chol Chatas, which means any type of Chatas. Remember, there are different kinds of Chatos. There's the usual run-of-the-mill Chatas that you have, let's say the Chatas Kavua, it's a female, you know, goat that's brought for sin, if you do it a Veira, that's Chiv Karas, Peshogeg. But then there's like some more exotic Chatos, let's say, for example, the Chatas that the king brings, and sometimes that's a male chatos, and there's the chatos you bring on the moadim and so on, so there's some more exceptional chatos, and the point is, any of those chatos, if the blood goes inside, then yes, indeed, that blood is pasul. However, if you're talking about other kinds of karbonos, like an ola or shlamim, it's not pasul. And therefore the Mishnah says inside, Shahai Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva maintain kol hadam shenichnasu l'chaper b'heichel, pasul. Any blood that belongs in the Adam Mizbeach, which is brought on the into the sanctuary to effect atonement, that is pasul, just bring it in and validates that blood. Whatever type of korban you're talking about, because he says v'chol is all korbanos. V'chacham omrim chatas bilvad. The chacham say no, chatas blood, indeed, if it goes in the heichel, becomes pasul, if it's the lechaper, but the rest is not, meaning other kinds of korbanos, like an ola or a shlamim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the chamim that the v'chol is only talking about chatos, but he nevertheless says, af ha'asham, the asham is equated with the chatas, meaning of the eight types of zvachim, it's the chatas is a problem, but also the asham for a different reason, shneimar, because it's a different pasuk which says, kachatas ka'asham, the chatas and asham are like one another, and the full mission says, it's vayikra zayin, says, Kachatas ka'asham, Torah achas lehem. They have a single set of rules. So therefore, the pasuk equates asham and chatas. So that would mean, according to Rilezer, that the asham also is a problem if its blood goes in the heichal, in the sanctuary. And this really is consistent. If you recall back to the very first mission of the whole Masechta, we talked about if you do a shalol lishma korban, if it's pasul, and we said it's just the chatas is pasul, as well as the Pesach in its time. But then Rabbi Eliezer, if you look there, said also the asham is like the chatas because of the same kind of principle. At all events, the halacha follows the chachamim, so that'll mean that v'chol is just talking about the chataos, so if it's the blood of a non-chatas, going to the heichal doesn't in of itself make it possible.